Welcome to We Catch Pokemon Cast.
Yeah, in this episode, we catch Pokemon.
We're catching a Pokemon. Right now, I'm catching an Ekans. I caught an Eevee and evolved it accidentally.
Oh, great. What did you evolve it into?
A Vaporeon. A Squirtle.
Squirt on my face.
Squirt on my face. Sup Nerds, I'm your host Spike.
I'm your co-host Albie.
And we're doing some Sup Nerd stuff today.
A really sleepy...
I'm trying so hard to have energy.
I know.
It's not happening. Alright, fuck it. That's it. So how was your week, Josh?
Man, my week was a shit show. Like...
good or just
It was
busy?
Just insane. Cause like, you know, it was my last week as Monarch of Dragonspine and...
As the Monarch, the Butterfly?
The Monarch Butterfly. It was just crazy. Like, I had a bunch of prep and a bunch of stuff I was worrying about, Maze and Ren Faire, doing a bunch of work for that. On top of that, we had a bunch of, like, rehearsal stuff. I had all-day rehearsals, Saturday and Sunday. And then my girlfriend moved in, which was fantastic, which that wasn't, like, the bad aspect of
right.
it. But, so it was, like, getting accustomed to someone else being in my room and it not being, like, my room. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's weird. It's going to be an experience for you.
It was really awkward and weird, but I love my girlfriend, so it wasn't really that big of an issue. Yeah, that was basically my week. I'm so glad to not be Monarch anymore.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I think I said it last week that I'm just happy to be able to be selfish with my time again. And I'm looking forward just to making things. Like, I don't have to worry about anything else. I could just make shit and do the YouTube channel, which is still going pretty good. So, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Sounds like a busy week. I had a busy week, too, sort of. So, like, I applied to the CMI program.
Yeah.
And which is animation for people at home.
Oh, it's Creative Media Institute.
Yeah, Creative Media Institute. So it's essentially...
it's like the film school and animation right. and stuff like that, sound design.
Yeah, I applied to the animation, and it's not easy to get in. So on Monday was the day after they were supposed to be done having, what do you call it? Like, they were already supposed to be decided and sending emails out.
Mm-hmm.
So on Monday, I go to class, and... sorry, actually Tuesday. Yes, Monday they were supposed to be done, but Tuesday I go to class, and everybody's like... oh, yeah, I got into the fucking thing. It was super easy. Everybody did. We're all awesome, just sucking each other's dicks and
right.
shit. In my class that I hate, my storytelling class that...
storytelling class? You just sit around and tell, like, ghost stories, like campfire
what is
stories?
It called? It's like the principles of storytelling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's like I have my ghost stories class. I have my taking a walk and thinking about stuff. My philosophy class. Yeah. But yeah, so I was like, okay, well, that's a shitty way to find out that you didn't get into a program.
Right, yeah.
So the next day I wake up and they're like, hey, guess what? You got in. Good job. And I was like, well, way to be douchebags, guys.
Right, did they send you your shit late or?
Yeah, I guess so. I assume it's probably because I have bad grades. I was like on the tail end of the accepted people.
Right.
Which, that's fine. That's cool. I got in, but still it's
yeah,
like.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
I was discussing it with Becca last night, actually, that you are a creative person, and it seems like you have a hard time finding something lasting to be creative, to
yeah.
like, really fulfill your creative desires and stuff like that. But, like, this, like the podcasting and all this sort of stuff that you and I have started this year, like, you're really into, and it seems to fit you really, really well.
Yeah, it's really easy. It's creative, and it's also... a whole lot of boring, repetitive tasks.
Yeah,
which I'm good at.
And so I'm really glad that you got into the CMI. I am really glad.
Too. I was having panic. Like Tuesday, I was like seriously like contemplating where I'm going to move if I don't like because I was like, well, I could reapply, but I don't have a lot of time left on my GI bill,
mm-hmm.
and I have like the bonus GI bill that I paid into that I can get after that, but it's not as long, so. Odds are I'm going to have to pay out of pocket towards the end of my graduation, but whatever. I mean, that shouldn't be too big of an issue, but or I can get a tuition waiver maybe if I'm really close.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was like thinking like, oh man, I might move somewhere because like I don't have a lot going on here other than school. And I was like, I could get good jobs in places.
Better not Las Cruces, yeah.
Yeah. And basically any place with an airport, I could get a job there and it would be like pretty much double minimum wage at the very, is like the bare minimum entrance for my MOS. But
yeah, Beck and I have been talking about moving too. Just not really like in any sort of seriousness, but you know, she wants to do theater professionally, which is impossible to do in Las Cruces.
Yeah.
Like, so if that's the path she wants to go on, which I support 100%, we are going to have to eventually go somewhere else.
That's good, because people who get stuck in Cruces, like, I know that people have good jobs here, and that's one thing, but if you're not working at White Sands or the university, or that's pretty much all I can really think
of.
Or,
like, government. Like,
right, yeah. There's a few other things, but if you're not doing those things, man, you're probably not doing very well.
Yeah.
You're probably working at a gas station or something.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Yeah, but so I got into CMI. What else did I do? We did a Ren Faire.
Mm-hmm. The Ren Faire, yeah, which I didn't go to because I had all day rehearsals.
You know, it's the same as it was last year.
Yeah. Yeah, the year before that. There's not much difference in them. Well, last year they started the jousting and stuff.
Did they really just start that last year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, crazy. I've never watched it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... I mean, it's cool.
Yeah, nobody's going to die or anything. It's not that.
Yeah, it's not a fucking blood sport. Like, I mean, like, I've seen jousting enough, like, at Luxor. What is it? The Vegas has, like, a medieval thing. And so I've seen that a couple of times, and I've been to a bunch of Ren Faires where they have the jousting. So it's always the same exact thing no matter where you go.
Yeah.
And so, like, be like, well, do I want to just go stand in a field and watch these dudes ride horses at each other? Meh, not really.
Yeah.
I'd rather just sit in shade and talk to my friends and shit.
I was actually kind of hyped about Ren Faire food. I got corn dog. I got, what else did I get? I got rat on a stick. Just fucking like, chicken.
Yeah.
I got dragon soup, but I spilled my dragon soup on a table.
Oh, all of it?
Almost all of it, yeah. Oh. Yeah, because some fucking bitch was, like, encroaching on me, and I, like, jutted to get away from her, and, yeah.
You juked?
I juked, and just spilled all my soup. And then they came and sat down, like, and then I was like, well, okay, there's enough here that I could still eat this bread, because it comes on a bowl made of bread.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to sit here and eat this bread at this table by myself. And she just comes and sits right next to me with her shitty little kids. And they're like, why is that on the table? I'm like, shut up. I was going to yell at them. I had just yelled at somebody else before. Not yelled, but like I do a thing where I'll publicly shame people who are being assholes because I don't know. I just don't care. Like,
right.
So this lady basically cut in front of me to get the bread soup thing. And then was like being all like hoity-toity with the people making her bread. And like she was all, if you could just go ahead and start making it, that'd be great. Like she's getting my ticket. I was like, wow, she's a real mean person. I just said it really loud.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, I don't know. People who think that, like especially with service. One time I was at a Hastings, I think, with somebody, either the ex or the ex before that. Because that's all I do is date people. All I do is date people and go to Hastings. Yeah. But
not anymore.
Yeah, Hastings is closed.
Yeah, you can't do half of those things anymore.
Well, really either. But, we were at Hastings and somebody was really bitching about how long it was taking in the line. And I was like right in front of them and I was just like, I don't remember what they said, but they're like, oh, these people are awful. And I was like, I guess some people don't work for a living.
Right.
Like, just right in front of them, waited for them to turn around and, like, gave them a head nod. Like, yeah, you fuck ass. Like, I don't care.
That's funny.
You don't get to that. I just hate that when people do that in Las Cruces a lot.
Well, and I also think, like, when it comes down to, like, the Ren Faire, there's something about when people get into large groups.
Yeah, they get shitty.
That they just become shitty. So, a lot of fairs, like, I've noticed, like, I've been to a lot of state fairs and Ren Faires and cons and stuff like that. For some reason, people get real shitty when they're around a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're that way, maybe you should just not go to those things.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I might actually be that way, but I tend to, like, direct my rage towards other assholes.
Right, yeah. I mean, you're not taking out on the people who are
especially
serving food.
I've worked service so long that, like, I think what I hate is I hate people who think, like, I don't know. They think that they're better. It's like, this is motherfucking Las Cruces, dude.
Yeah.
Nobody here is that good.
Yeah. At anything.
That's, good God, dude. So I've been back on Tinder a little bit. And like, it's almost like a fun joke. Cause like,
yeah, it is.
You see people's profiles and it's like, they're just so full of themselves. And then they're like, I work at fucking Walmart or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, how are you that full of yourself? Mm-hmm. How are you that like self-conceited when you work at your life goals are Walmart in Cruces and tell your preggers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not bitter. I wouldn't care because the cool thing is I'm trying to, on Tinder, I'm trying to be like, look at people's profiles, and I'm trying to like just actually talk to people who maybe, you know, I normally wouldn't because they're not that attractive or whatever, because they tend to be more real, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So
that's cool. Wow.
Giving people a chance.
I did hear a funny story about someone we know at Ren Faire.
Oh yeah.
That happened. So somebody whose name we should probably bleep out, but was like real tired apparently.
Yeah.
And was like walking to the bathroom, and so he was like kind of slumped over, and he was just kind of swinging his arms. He was just really tired, and smacked a 2-year-old kid in the face with his hand.
Oh no!
And the kid started to cry, and like I guess like the kid's dad was like gonna beat his ass and stuff. And was like, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. But I just love the idea that was just not paying attention, just like smacked a kid. That's fucking great.
That's stupid. Yeah, it was 2 Ren Faires ago. We were fighting right by we were doing the Amp Guard fighting right by the jousting. And like, we were there first, and then they started the jousting. And like, we're sitting there fighting, and then people are just like walking through our fights.
Yeah, they always do that.
Yeah, and then like some dude from out of town bumped a lady, and she just like pushed at him and got all up in his face and was talking shit. And like, after she left, I was like, what did she say to you? And like, he described it to me, and I was like, oh, well, welcome to Las Cruces. Yeah.
My sinuses have been crazy the last couple of days. The weather's just been insane here.
You know, it hasn't been too bad, though. Usually with maze, I feel like I've gotten 13 colds.
Yeah.
Because you're out in the dust and the wind and the shit. But the rain really kept all that stuff down.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
We got rained out, folks. We were muddy.
So what's your first topic there, Spikypotamus?
My first topic is Vine died.
Vine did die, which is weird that Vine died.
They didn't make it. Well, okay, so you know about how YouTube has never made any money. They have been in the red since they've been around, but Google is like their parent, and they're like, no, it's okay. You know, you can move out of the house whenever you feel like it. So, but I guess Twitter owns Vine or something like that. I don't care enough to care about that. But, yeah, I don't think that they have the Google bucks, you know, like, because Google's got the money to back up YouTube. And I think that they're really wanting to support YouTube. But, which I have a weird theory, dude. I think that, like, okay, so television, maybe 10 years left, right? Like, TV.
Yeah, that's actually.
I don't think it's going to exist for another 10 years or after another 10 years. Maybe like 20 in a stretch if they really try to do some death rows and be like, no, please watch TV. Because as soon as all these kids who are really in, I don't watch TV.
No, I read a study that they said in about like 5 to 10 years, most people won't be using television. They'll be getting all their media entertainment from the internet.
Which is cool because that means that maybe another type of Netflix thing will show up or like, I mean, you know, you got Netflix, Hulu and YouTube are kind of your big name.
Your big three.
Yeah. Your internet entertaining things. And I would almost honestly bet that maybe movies will die out too.
I don't think
it's
so.
It would be way trickier because there's more money into it and they would actually bully which they're doing now. I was watching a thing. They're doing this now, but they're bullying. Like, TV's doing it, too, but who cares? Who watches TV?
Yeah.
People watch movies still, because movies are still pretty cool.
Yeah.
TV's garbage, but most of it.
Well, I also think that movies, the problem, like, the main difference between movies and TV is that movies, even though, like, a movie is made here, it's also shipped internationally.
Right.
And so they get a lot of money that way, unlike American TV, where, like, maybe one or two
will
go to other places, but...
I think, the cool thing about movies, too, is people, they don't make as much money until, like, it actually goes on DVD and stuff.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money they make when it goes on a DVD or Blu-ray, whatever. But,
yeah,
I think that movies may, at least movie theaters, that are not like 3D crazy spectacular things might die out.
Well, there's some theaters have noticed that trend.
Right.
And they've been making adjustments. There's more special events now, like where you can watch like opera.
You could just come in and watch YouTube.
Well, like they show cool shit now. Like movie theaters are trying to do more than just show movies.
That's cool.
Like they show like I was saying, operas, like Riff Tracks Live. They have a bunch of cool events like this. And I even think like some theaters were showing The Last Debate. Like, you could go to a theater and sit and watch the debate.
Did you have to pay?
Yeah, I think so. No. I think some of them were doing it for free.
For free, okay. Yeah.
I mean, so... Oh, geez.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, if they want to stay relevant, they're going to have to do that.
Because it's what fucking... Movies... It's what fucking Allen Theaters, our local theater company, does not do fucking at all.
No, they don't do Riff Tracks at all.
Well, they don't do any special event, really. Like, they have, like, summer movie programs for kids where, like, once a week they'll show an older movie. Which is, all right, that's cool, but there's, like, fucking, like, the theaters in El Paso regularly show classic movies. Mm-hmm. Just, like, they're like, oh, for a couple of weeks, we're just going to show this cool old movie. And that's amazing. I love that.
I know exactly what it is so the El Paso theaters, there's shit to do outside of movies over there. So they actually have to be competitive and be smart. Mm-hmm. Allen Theaters is literally what else is there to do except watch Little League games, local football, like high school football games, fucking MSU games.
Yeah,
nobody goes to those. The numbers don't lie. Which we know we predicted a thing, sort of. I was talking shit about the football players a while ago, and I was like, hey, go win a game, guys. And then they won like two games in a row. So,
they heard, man.
Yeah.
They're like this, that clip plays over and over and over in the locker
room.
Right?
Their coach is like, this is the world famous Sup Nerds podcast. Talking shit about you. They're like, we're not going to fucking.
Yeah, be careful on campus, man. They'll come after you.
Good. I hope that they do. That'd be the best thing that would happen to me.
That you get beat up by a bunch of football players?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. I wouldn't have to go to school anymore. I mean, yeah, it's been some time really messed up, but, you know, let's just sue the shit out of school.
Yeah, in the long game.
Yeah, you can play that long con.
Yeah, he'll be great.
But yeah, like kind of we got way off topic, which is
fine.
Yeah,
what the fuck? I just realized.
We were talking about Vine.
Oh, Vine.
So yeah, I don't know if you heard about like the main three Viners or whatever you call them. The Vinnies.
The Vinnies.
Hey, Vinny. You call them nothing now.
I just want to call them the Viners, like the Winers, because I think I have an idea what you're going with it.
Oh, no. I'm going somewhere weird with that. Oh, no. Okay. So they were talking about they went to the Vine and said, like, hey, we want – I don't remember how much they said they wanted, but it was like – millions of dollars. I want to say $6 million, and they'll do three Vines a week.
Hmm.
And Vine was like, no, fuck you. And Vine was already like, they couldn't have afforded that.
Yeah.
At this point, nothing could have fixed Vine. They were trying to like help their main YouTube, their main Viners or whatever, but just nothing could have fixed Vine at that point.
Yeah.
So yeah, all the Vine people were like, ah, see, we told you so. You should have done it. And it's like, well, they didn't have the money to do it.
No, it's Vine was a very niche sort of concept. And it was successful to some degree.
Right.
I mean, everybody knows what the fuck a Vine is.
Right, yeah, you could say Vine and people... Yeah, it really kind of, like, spurted up and everybody knew what the fuck it was. Yeah. It was like a Vine.
Yeah.
died out.
And, like, I get Vine compilation bullshit on my YouTube all the time. I don't really watch Vines. I think they're... Just in general, I think they're really fucking stupid.
Yeah. I absolutely agree.
I mean, I applaud anybody who can make a shit ton of Vines. Like, the idea of making, like, 57-second videos...
Yeah, I will...
That's actually very... Like, that actually contains,
there's,
like, good
there's
content.
One Vine, there's one Vine channel, and I don't know, but he did, like, a little bit of practical and a little bit of, like, actual CG effects on his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he would do things like do quick cuts and zooms and things to make it look like he was, like, zapping his shoes on or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, you know, sure, that's really like really basic methods of doing this, but that's better than people being like, yo dog, D's nuts, ba ba ba, you know, like that's most of Vine. If you've ever checked out Vine, that's what Vine is D's nuts jokes.
Yeah, I mean there's some that are really
there's
cool.
Some people who actually create things.
Like one of my favorites, like I actually really like this guy, like he narrates stuff. Like, he'll be like, story time. And, like, he'll walk up to a group of people and say something because he has, like, a really kind of one of those cool voices.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes he gets really great reactions about from people. Like, one time he was like, story time. There was, like, a group of, like, three dudes. He was like, little did they know that one of them had their flies down. And also all the dudes, like, looked down and was like, it was me.
That's good.
And he does a bunch of stuff like that. And he did a bunch of, he'll, like, sing Disney songs and stuff. Like, okay, that's great. And I like I said, I applaud those people who can actually turn really good content out of 7 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
But not everyone can do it.
No, yeah, actually, there is something to be said about brevity. I have been trying to instruct somebody in my story time with Spike class about how, you know, just because that's real long doesn't make it real good.
Right.
He entered the CMI program, and he turned in, like, a 2,000 word, which our cap out was 1,000 words, mm-hmm. but or characters or whatever you call it, but a 2,000 word essay. And I was like, I know that you think that that's good and more seems like better, dude, but you should trim those hedges way back. Like, even going over would be cool. Like, 1,000 and like 100 would be probably pretty legit, because it'd be like, oh, he just went a little over, that's fine. But I was like, 2,000, dude, they're gonna absorb about the first three sentences, and then they're gonna start flipping pages
probably
to see how long this fucking thing is.
Yeah.
I know. I've graded a lot of people's bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know what's gonna happen with those Viners, like, if they're just gonna jump to, like,
some
YouTube
of them went to YouTube, and somebody I was listening to another podcast, what's it called? The Morning Stream with Scott Johnson, if you're familiar with that and you want to hear somebody who's more educated and who actually paid attention talk about it, check them out. But he was talking about how a lot of them went to YouTube, and they were like millions of subscriber Vine channels, mm-hmm. and now they're like 14,000 YouTube subscribers, which that's still a lot. Heck, you know, I'd take half of that. But,
oh, hell yeah.
But still, it's like, you know, you weren't this huge celebrity that you thought you were.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean most of those dudes, like, well, no one knows who they are, you know,
right?
So I don't care. I didn't watch Vine. And
yeah, there, how was it even marketable? Did they have advertisements before
ads,
Vine?
I think ads. It's like, well, also, like, I think also, like, what it was they also did sponsorships.
Okay.
So some people would be so like, make, here's $30,000.
This prank
make
is brought
Vine
to you by Doritos. And they just smash Doritos in some old lady's face. Yeah,
probably.
For 7 seconds.
Yeah, that probably happened.
I'm sure it did. I'm just picturing, like, ads that are like a minute long before a 7 second long Vine. Like, yeah, see, I think that's where it went wrong, is because if you're waiting to watch a half hour video, a minute long ad doesn't seem too bad.
Yeah.
You could still, like, if you're really lazy, which I've done, I'll sit through a minute long ad.
Yeah.
I won't sit through a minute, 2 minute long ad. I'll get up to change that shit. But if I'm real lazy,
it depends on the channel for me.
Right, right, exactly. Or if I'm just sitting at my desk here, like, I'll click through an ad instantly. But if I'm over there, you know, on my couch, just sort of like vegetation mode, I'll be like, yeah, fuck it. You know, a minute long ad, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that people have made money off of me through that. So, but Vine, you can't really get any sort of advertisement, and then it's like, well, fuck this. I don't care that much. I'm not invested that much into a seven-second video.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Why 7 seconds?
I wonder. I don't know.
Like, not 10 seconds.
I
or
have
like
no idea.
Like, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. I have no idea.
So it probably something to do with,
I feel like you're recording me.
I'm not. I can move that if you want.
I just realized, because, like, I kept on noticing, so Spike bought a webcam, and it's, like, on a tripod that's, like, maybe, like, it was, like, 3 feet away, just outside of my peripheral vision, and I was just, like, I just kind of, like, glanced over, and I'm looking in the lens of a camera, and I'm, like, oh, that's weird, like, I don't like that.
Well, I guess my spank bank's gonna be a little short now that he noticed.
You still got like fucking 30 minutes fucking spank it out.
I need exactly 45 minutes. I need 45
really?
Minutes and 7 seconds.
How do you fucking like live? Most porn videos are like 5 minutes long.
I gotta watch the hour ones. No, I'm just kidding. I switch. Yeah. Do we really want to get this in debt into my...
Yeah, well, it's either that or we talk about like the elections, which is tomorrow. But
oh, man. Yep. So the apocalypse is coming. And it's not the apocalypse that I wanted. So that's a real bummer.
Which apocalypse did you want?
You know, it's funny because we all have a boner in America for apocalypses, but then when it actually happens, people are like, oh my God, Trump got elected. Well, you were kind of wanting it.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. One with zombies or something cool. Right. Aliens, lasers.
Some fucking Mad Max bullshit.
Yeah, Mad Max. Yeah. That might happen.
Yeah, who knows?
Dudes with toupees. Who like knows? It'll be like The Purge, but like just big ass toupees and shit.
All right. So moving on to my topic. I saw Doctor Strange last night. Holy fuck. That movie caught me off guard.
Yeah, I really like the part where he rides the bomb down. All the way.
That you're okay, and it's in black
and then,
white.
And then, at the end, he gets up and says, I can walk, mein Führer. I made that joke yesterday, and, like, one person got it.
Yeah. Okay. I can see why.
It's an old movie.
Yeah, Doctor Strangelove.
I was around a bunch of millennials. It made sense.
Yeah. When they announced that they were going to do a Doctor Strange movie, I was like, all right, that's cool that they're showing, like, the mystic arts. Like, I'm not familiar with the character. I'm not overly fond of the character. And when Benedict
that's really cool then that you really liked it.
Yeah, and then Benedict Cumberbatch was announced as Doctor Strange, and I was like, bleh.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't seen him up until this week. This week, I saw two movies that I liked Benedict Cumberbatch in, Imitation Game and Doctor Strange. And up until then, I didn't give a fuck about Benedict Cumberbatch. I hadn't seen anything with him that I thought was actually spectacular or anything like that. So I had really no expectations. The trailers looked amazing.
Right, the graphics,
the visuals and stuff like that. And that is probably one of the highlights of the movie. The visuals are just mind-blowing. The visuals are just mind-blowing.
Okay.
We had to see it in 2D because we took James. James wears glasses, and if glasses with the 3D glasses tends to cause issues. So we saw it in 2D, and like the opening like fight sequence, I was already just like, fuck, I wish I saw this in 3D.
Did they do the crazy magic stuff in the first fight sequence?
Right off the bat.
Okay, so it must be like Tilda Swinton.
Swinton.
My androgynous crush.
Yeah, she's pretty great in that movie.
I knew she would be. She's an amazing actress.
Yeah, she is. She's really good in that movie. Except like, so like at the beginning, there was like during that opening fight sequence and sort of like when they show some of the characters, they did like some tropey bullshit that I was immediately just like rolling my eyes with disgust because it was like you knew it was Tilda Swinton, right? But like she had her hood up.
And they were trying to hide that it was Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, being all like fucking mysterious. And they did that a couple of times. And I was like, fuck, okay, we get
it. We've seen the previews,
dog. Hoods are so creepy, mysterious. Who is that under that hood? Who could that be? Ooh. I hate that shit. It was driving me crazy.
I have a question. Yeah. Did they do the... Nah, I don't want a superhero. Did they do that? Like the Jessica Jones? Okay.
Kinda. So the beginning, like, it's so weird because it is an origin story, but it doesn't feel like it is.
Right.
It
seems a little more developed than other origin stories.
Like, he goes, like, he gets all fucked up. His hands are all fucked up. He goes to, like, Nepal or some shit because he hears that there's, like, mystic shit going on that could probably fix his hands. And so that he goes there and he gets really enthralled with the mystic arts and he starts learning how to cast spells and all this shit. And then he finds out about the whole, like, that there are bad sorcerers, there are Death Eaters, and Voldemort's an asshole.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch? I'm a Cumberbatch.
And so then he has a line where he's like, I came here to be healed, not to be a soldier in some war. So, like, but at the same time, like, he was developing his magical abilities.
Right.
But he just didn't know that there was this war going on that he didn't volunteer for, basically.
Oh, so he kind of, like, they got him, like, Scientology?
Yeah.
Where kinda, they're like, but you've already paid so much in. Now you get to fight a bunch of crazy evil sorcerers.
So that felt a little weird because, like, he just goes, like, after that, he's just like, I'm in. Like, he just fucking goes with it. I should hate this movie. I just realized, but anyway, the visuals were like, you've seen Inception, right?
Yeah. I've seen the previews for this too. It looks Inception-y.
So when I saw them, I was like, oh, this looks like an Inception, but they did the Inception graphics like 100 times better.
That's good.
Like it's so more in depth and very much more complex. It's like if Inception and Harry Potter had a love child, but was better than both of those things.
Right. That's cool.
That's what it was like to watch Doctor Strange. It was.
And you like both of those movies, right? Inception and Harry Potter.
I do. Yeah. It might be my favorite Marvel movie to date.
That's cool. I'll check it out. I was thinking about watching it before podcast, but I was like, naps.
Yeah.
I'd rather have weird naps about podcasting before podcasting. I had a dream right before Josh came that a bunch of people who like don't belong here were coming in and wanting to be on the podcast, like an ex-girlfriend and some random guy from AmpGuard and then some other dude, and they were like sitting in Josh's spot fucking with the mics. And I was like, you can't do that. And I was trying to pet this dog that apparently wanted to be on the podcast. I had weird dreams lately, dude.
That is weird dreams.
Yeah, my past like 3 days have been really fucking crazy. Weird.
Yeah, go see Doctor Strange, man. I think you'll really like it.
I'll check it out.
See it in 3D. If you can see it in 3D, see it in 3D.
I don't particularly like 3D movies.
I don't either.
Okay.
And
I'll give it a go.
There's only been... This is the second instance where I was like, I want to see this in 3D. Like, I saw when Avatar came out. I saw it in 2D, and I was like, I kind of want to see this in 3D.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was great.
Mm-hmm.
And every 3D movie I've seen... Since then, I've hated. Like, I don't get it. I think it's stupid. But this movie actually looks like it'll be good.
Did you say you did watch Avatar in 3D?
I did.
And you did like it?
No, I didn't really think it added much to the overall experience.
Oh. Yeah, I think that a lot of people, like, they don't know how to film for 3D and stuff like that. But this seems like the type of movie that was, like, from day one, they're like, we're filming in 3D. We're filming this movie for 3D. Yeah. You know?
Well, it's just all, like, fractals and, like... Like space is just being like twisted just and manipulated, so like I think that 3D aspect will really sell that.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it in 3D. I some of my friends on Facebook have said that they saw it in 3D and that they loved it. So I don't know. Like
I'll check it out.
I did hate about that movie was though Doctor Strange starts as a brain surgeon, and so there's a lot of medical shit at the beginning.
Oh,
of.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know, I'm a hypochondriac and I get really bad anxiety when it comes to medical shit.
Josh, you got the Doctor Strange disease.
I immediately started to have a panic attack, like in the movie theater. So like the whole like. For like a third of the movie, I was just shaking violently.
You know that me and Josh are like best bros whenever he says, like, I've got really bad anxiety and I'm shaking and freaking out.
And then
I laughed.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to being like, oh, no, it's going to be okay, friend.
No, yeah. Well, like, that's, yeah. So, like, we experience this all the time where, like, I'll say something on Facebook or something and Spike wants to, like, make, like, fun of, like, I'm like, oh, I'm having such a really bad anxiety day. And he wants to, like, say something stupid, but he doesn't post it because only he and I will appreciate sarcastic
comments. I'll give the example. Me and Josh used to go to the gym all the time, and we have the joke of like we go to the gym, we pick things up, we put them down. That's what we do.
Lift heavy
things. So like the joke is like, oh, what'd you do at the gym? Oh, I pick it up, I put it down. And like one time, Josh went to the gym and posted it on Facebook. He's like, yeah, I went to the gym, and like I responded with, what did you do at the gym? Like, you know, with the responses of I pick it up, I put it down. And everyone was like, I talked to people afterwards and they were like, you were a real asshole about that. Like, what did you do at the gym?
What did you do?
You fat
really?
Piece of shit.
Yeah. Like, what, you went and you walked on a treadmill, cool, like sweated for 5 minutes?
Trying to lose weight? Huh?
You fucking pussy.
Want to be productive? Have a nice life? Fuck you. Fuck you.
You want to make a positive change in your life? Man, fuck you,
man,
asshole.
Fuck you. You're trying to change shit. This is status quo, motherfucker.
Yeah, people don't really get that.
So that's how people took it.
Yeah, you and I don't really, like, we have that weird relationship where we kind of talk shit a lot, and we're very sarcastic motherfuckers, and people just don't get it.
Yeah, it's a problem that I've had recently, is I just like to joke about things. And
like, when you posted that, whatever, it was like a noose or something to your face. It was like Simba hanging.
It was Simba hanging from a noose, and it was off of it.
Everybody was like, oh my God. Spike, are you okay, buddy? Or what's going on? Do you need to talk? And I was like laughing.
It's an episode of JonTron, guys.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah, that's from an actual video game.
Yeah, it's so great. Yeah.
Where Lion that's King, like the end game over scene is that he fucking hangs himself, and Timon digs a hole and dives into it, like digs his own grave while he's crying. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
I love it so much.
So yeah, go see Doctor Strange.
Go see Doctor Strange and kill yourself.
So I got one other thing. So I'm handling my diet. I'm trying to diet again. Well, more so exercise. I'm running again.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I'm handling it with like mechanical indifference. Like, normally I'm like, I want to improve my life and attract a mate and become attractive and stuff like that. And now I'm like, I started doing just sort of like figuring out where I want to put my webcam for the instructional videos, the audio vlog thing. And like, I was like, man, no matter where I put this camera, I'm looking fat. So, so it's just like, I really just want to sell myself better.
Right. Yeah.
So just to improve the fucking, the sup nerd's image or whatever.
Well, sadly, that's kind of true though. I mean, like, even though YouTube is, anybody can make their own content.
Yeah.
Most of the time, if you're attractive, you're going to automatically get so many subscribers and views.
Yep.
There are, and I'm not saying that if you're unattractive or that if you're a hideous chud, like, you're not going to be able to do YouTube, and that, because that's obviously not true. There's people on there that proves that wrong time and time again.
Check out the Hideous Chud
channel. Hideous Chud podcast, also known as the Subners
podcast.
But yeah, if you're attractive, then you're going to, you have an easier time for success.
Yeah, you have an easy in, really. Yeah. And the one reason that I wanted to do audio or the podcast instructional videos is, like I said, there's not the answers that I want to answer, there aren't answers for
the questions you want to answer.
Fuck. The questions I want answers for aren't on a YouTube video.
Yeah, they're not available.
Yeah, so I'm trying to like fill that niche market, and also if I was attractive, that would help out too.
Yeah.
But
I think you're an attractive feller.
Yeah, it's just like I couldn't find a good angle.
It's just like from the neck down, yeah. You're just fucked.
Just fucked. Well, and from the neck up too.
Right.
I'm okay from the neck up, from the neck down.
You got to do that white girl Facebook angle.
Like
just
up
as,
here?
Just yeah. As high up as you can get it.
I was thinking about that.
So you're looking almost like directly up at it. Yeah.
I think I'm going to rearrange my entire like setup. Not like the equipment, but I think because I ordered a bunch of those foam sheets. They weren't that expensive, which is another thing I want to do a video on, is because people like get these blankets. They're like $40 and they cover like an inch or whatever. And the foam sheets on Amazon are cheaper than the blankets, moving blankets.
Right.
So
I heard egg cartons are actually a pretty good cheap alternative.
I don't know if they are or not, but I know that the foam is like the best thing for absorbing sound.
Yeah.
And it's not that expensive. I got I think like 24 foot sheets for like $50.
Oh, okay.
So that's more than I need,
right,
for this entire room. And then I'm gonna start foaming up that room and recording music in it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that recently, like about like we have a shit ton of mics, like, because I've been kind of writing songs again.
Yeah,
a little bit, not like crazy because I've been so busy, but I want to get back into playing guitar and writing music. And I was like, man, I wonder if Spike would be cool to be like, hey, can I just come over and record a song?
Yeah, I'd be down, dude. If you want to, like, I could just show you how to do Audacity, and then you can do it. I mean, I could edit it for you too if you want.
You have like the mics and stuff.
Yeah. No, I'm saying like you could come here.
Okay. I mean, I could tell you to download Audacity do it yourself at your own place.
You know what you could do is you could fuck right off. No, I was saying like I'll show you how to do it. That way you could just like do it here by yourself, and I could kind of fuck off if I don't want to.
Right.
Because I wouldn't want to be in the room like making noise and like breathing like, hey Josh, how you doing? Because the more people that are watching, I don't know if you're like me, but the more people that are watching, you're gonna do a little bit less good, you know?
Yeah, I could probably see that, yeah.
That's how I do.
That's how you do.
That's how I do, boo. I fuck up a lot. Hey, well, we're probably at time.
Yeah,
you got anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I do. I have a boil on the back of my ball sack that I don't know. I don't got any. Oh,
thanks, folks. Good night. Get him off stage. Where's that hook thing? Gross.